This is a special T.L. Osborne Trinidad Crusade production, The Demon-Possessed Boy.
Shackled by a heavy burden.
This can be the turning point in your life. God, through His goodness, has made it possible for you to receive the recording of this anointed message as preached in the Trinidad campaign. The evangelist is T.L. Osborne, one who has dedicated his life to proclaiming the positive truths of God's Word all over the world. Through every possible means, this evangelist is telling Christians, as well as non-Christians, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, that the miracles in the Bible are still being witnessed today wherever men will believe. In addition to his great mass evangelism crusades, Reverend Osborne is publishing tracts and books. Also, he produces miracle films and sermon recordings like this one. The results are thrilling. Everywhere these messages are heard, souls are being saved and sick bodies are being healed. Now you are about to share the ministry of evangelist T.L. Osborne. Listen with an open heart and expect a miracle to take place in your life. Here now is T.L. Osborne as he steps forward to preach another great gospel sermon in Trinidad.
I want to give you one scripture tonight that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the father of a little demon-possessed boy. The statement is short, but it's true. Jesus said, "If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Amen. I'd like to hear you recite that in concert, please. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus said that. Who did he say that to? A father of a little boy that had convulsions. But plus that, he was dumb and he was deaf. No one could help him. There's no cure for many of the ills that people suffer with. I don't know why some folks tell us that we don't need miracles today. That we've got medicine, we've got doctors, so we don't need miracles, we don't need God's healing, so the day of miracles is past. Thank God for the medicine, and thank God for the doctors, and thank God for the hospitals. Thank God for all of them, for they're all blessings of God. But yet, in spite of all of them, there are so many that are still incurable. Well, then I say, thank God that the Creator still lives and that there's nothing impossible for Him. Hallelujah. So this father, when he was utterly desperate and without hope for his boy, how would you feel if your little boy was like that? Or if your little girl was like that and you knew there was no hope? How would you feel if someone came and told you, "Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Take him to the master and he'll cure him." But this father heard about the disciples of the Lord and took the boy to the disciples, and they tried to cast the devil out of him and couldn't. Why? Well, it was their unbelief. There's no other reason. Some would say today, if you pray for someone and they don't get healed, well, perhaps it isn't God's will. Nonsense. It's always God's will to heal a sufferer. Amen. There's no such thing as God not wanting to heal sick people. He's full of compassion for the sick. He's touched with the feeling of their infirmities, and he's so concerned about the sick that he sent Jesus to bear our sicknesses and suffer our pains and bear the stripes on the cruel whipping post that we might be healed. Don't tell me God don't want to heal the sick. He wants to. But these disciples prayed for him and couldn't do any good. But thank God, when these men failed, Jesus came on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah.